When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Recently, I was watching a random travel show on TV that made a pit stop to Lisbon, Portugal, and a native of the city had mentioned the 1755 earthquake there. I had, sadly and embarrassingly, not heard of it. So I thought to myself, this is exactly the type of topic that I've been looking for these mini episodes. Historical disasters and interesting stories from history. So today I'll be taking you back to the year 1755 in the city of Lisbon, Portugal, immersing you in the experience of the devastating earthquake that shook the city to its core, and explore how it impacted the royal family and people of Portugal.
The Tudors Dynasty Podcast.
It's the morning of November 1st, 1755, All Saints' Day, a day of great religious significance in Portugal, and the weather was beautiful and sunny. The royal family is attending a mass at the royal chapel in the Ajuda Palace, a grand residence fit for a king and his court. Suddenly, the ground begins to shake, and it quickly becomes clear that something is very wrong. The shaking becomes more violent with each passing second, and the people in the chapel are thrown to their feet. The walls crack and crumble, and dust fills the air. The earthquake had an estimated magnitude of 8.5 to 9 on the Richter scale and lasted for 6 to 10 minutes. 17,000 homes destroyed. The earthquake's epicenter was located in the Atlantic Ocean, about 200 kilometers or 124 miles southwest of Cape St. Vincent, Portugal. The earthquake's force was so strong that it could be felt as far away as Morocco, Spain, and France. As the shaking intensifies, the panic sets in. People scream and cry out for help as they struggle to escape the crumbling buildings. Some are trapped under rubble and crushed by falling debris. The royal family of King Joseph I and his court left the city of Lisbon for the country after attending morning mass, and thankfully escaped the worst of the disaster. Had they remained at the palace, they would have been killed when it crumbled to the ground. Being as it was All Saints' Day, many were trapped inside chapels as the earthquake raged on around them. They can do nothing but pray for their survival. Outside the palace walls, chaos reigns. The streets are filled with people running for their lives, dodging falling buildings and debris. The sound of collapsing structures echoes through the city, accompanied by screams and cries for help. The once beautiful buildings that make up the city are now reduced to piles of rubble. The earthquake's destruction is not limited to the buildings themselves, as the ground itself seems to come alive. Fissures open up in the earth, swallowing people and buildings alike. The water from the Tagus River rushes into the city, and a powerful tsunami forms, adding to the devastation. It strikes the coast of Portugal and travels across the Atlantic Ocean, causing further destruction and loss of life. The exact death toll from the earthquake and its aftermath is unknown, but estimates range from 30 to 50,000 people. The disaster had a profound impact on Portugal's government and economy, as it disrupted the country's infrastructure, destroyed many businesses and homes, and led to widespread famine and disease. It also shook the population's faith in the monarchy's ability to protect them from disasters. Many people blame the king and royal court for not doing enough, or for not responding adequately to the crisis. The monarchy's inability to address these issues effectively further erodes its credibility and standing among the people. In the aftermath of the earthquake, the royal family takes steps to rebuild and modernize the country's infrastructure, including the construction of new roads, buildings, and bridges. However, these efforts are seen by many as too little, too late, and the monarchy's reputation never fully recovers. The 1755 Lisbon earthquake was truly a devastating event that had significant impact on Portugal and the world. It was a turning point in the history of the Portuguese monarchy, exposing its weaknesses and limitations and leading to significant changes in the way the country was governed and managed. The disaster also had intellectual and philosophical implications, sparking debates about the role of the monarchy in responding to these natural disasters and other crises, and the limitations of human knowledge and understanding. The disaster had a ripple effect on Portugal's international relations, weakening the country's position as a major colonial power and leading to the decline of its empire. Overall, the 1755 Lisbon earthquake was a tragedy of immense proportions that had a far-reaching impact on Portugal and the world. It exposed the fragility of human life and the limitations of our knowledge and understanding of the natural world. It also challenged the authority and legitimacy of the monarchy, leading to debates about the role of government in responding to crises and disasters. The lessons learned from the disaster continue to shape our understanding of earthquakes and other natural disasters and their impact on human societies.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Tudors Dynasty Podcast. You can follow and support the Tudors Dynasty Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon at Tudors Dynasty.